You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Unclean Break-In,
Corolla Hazard,
Car Sauce,
Good Day Spray.
Ooh, is that Australian? Like, Good Day Spray?
Ugh, why do I even bother?
Yeah! Oh.
Welcome to the Rome Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gass.
Mr. Rob Gass.
Hey,
man. So what's going on besides all these technical difficulties?
Yes. If our audio sounds a little off, we're using a second form of communication.
Sign language.
Sign language. Yes, apparently, which is great. Makes for great podcasting. Apparently, Skype's having some heavy traffic. Something's going on, or trafficking. I don't know. Drug trafficking. It's Skype. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, at first I thought it was me. I thought it was a weight limit, but turns out it's Skype.
It's Skype. You know. How many terabytes do you weigh?
That's right. You know, or just like every other guy, every other place where I walk in to get fitted for a suit, just Skype just looked at me the same way and did the same thing. Just kind of shook its head and, you know, slowly went, No. Exactly.
Yeah. So if the audio quality is a little off, we apologize. We are making best with what we have.
Yes, we won't mention it. It's a big conglomerate, but we're using a different product.
Yes, exactly. So just to get by this week. So anyway, what's going on this week? How was your week? Good?
Yeah, week wasn't bad. It was an interesting week in football, that's for sure.
Oh, you want to get to that right away?
Well, we'll get to that, and then we can talk about other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay, we'll get to that. My team, again, shit the bed. So actually, my favorite professional team, the New York Giants, are 1-5, and my fantasy record matches, so shitting the bed all around.
Yeah, my team, the Dolphins that I'm following this year.
Yeah,
they won again.
They won.
And they beat I believe it was Atlanta this time.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big.
And you know? And you also won the your fantasy team.
I did, and this is the thing I want to talk. I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday when we were texting each other, but you know, when it comes to I have one player left. My opponent had no players left.
Yep.
Right? And my guy was expected to get 3 or 4 points. I'm already winning by 6 points.
Yep.
So I've got it locked up, you know, unless something bad happens, because you can get negative points in this
league,
right? Yep. If your guy gets backed up. But for the most part. But it came back and it said basically you have 10% chance of losing. And I'm like, really? My
yes.
One player out of all these players, there's a 10% chance that this guy will lose 8-9 points.
Yeah, like, it's yeah. I don't think I'd say 10% because I was going into Monday night's game. My opponent had nobody left. I had one guy left. I was down by almost 30 points, and they're like, "Yeah, no, you're still fucked. You got 0% chance of winning." So either way, I guess it's just the algorithms they run.
Out. Yeah, exactly. And that's what made me laugh. It was just like, I was like, okay, look, that is a huge percentage.
Well, you see, Yahoo knows how bad you are. Like, you can still fuck it up. So, but now this week, look forward to hearing our podcast next week because you and I face off again. And you were the only person. You're the only person I've beaten this year. So,
yeah. And of course, I won this week, finally.
Yep.
So, you know, so it's brought my record up to, I think it's like 3-2 or something like that.
2-3, actually. You got, yeah.
No, I thought it was more than that.
Oh, yeah, maybe 3-3. Probably 3-3.
3-3 would be,
anyway.
Yeah. So, anyway. Would be great. I'm okay with 500.
Who wants to talk about that football crap anyway, unless I win next week? All right. So, other news?
Yeah, I'm 3-3.
Where we go. Well, we have a clarification.
I'm on the rise.
You're on the rise. Other news, the FYFC studios, they have their fantasy league. I won again, so I'm like 4-1 or something. So I'm right at the top with the same record as the other guys at the top. And but their Pick'em League, Every week you got to pick your winners. I couldn't pick my own arse if you gave me a fucking mirror and both hands. You know what I mean? And a friend. Like,
there it is. There yeah, it is.
No,
there
I can't.
Stop pointing at my face.
So, yeah. No, I'm horrible. So, I don't know what's going on there. I'm second from the bottom.
So, in the FYFC, you're Superman. And in our league, you're Bizarro Superman.
Oh, I'm shit in the bed. But normally, it's just weird. Normally, if my pro team's doing good, like the Giants doing good, I'm doing shitty in fantasy. And then it's vice versa. If I have a great year, they have a horrible year. But no, I'm shitting both beds. So, anyway, enough of that dirty football talk. What else happened? Oh, I met William Shatner on the weekend.
Nice. You know, I was reading his tweets today.
Yes.
And he's a little perturbed.
Yes. What? Let me guess. The Heat?
No, actually, somebody got upset because he was having dinner.
Right.
And somebody decided to run up to him and take a selfie.
Oh.
It was quite rude of the people doing that. So he basically put them in their place to say, look, I don't mind signing autographs or taking photos, but when I'm having a meal with my family or whatever, that's private time, you know?
Yep.
And these people seem to object to say like, no, you're famous. You have to be, you know, dance, monkey, dance. So he put them in their place quite a bit, and it reached Twitter. Oh. And now a lot of people are calling him out, but a lot of people are also defending him. So he, every time somebody would call him out, he would say like, look, like it's, you know, like if you want my autograph, go to a convention or, you know, if you see me in the street, I'll gladly take a picture or whatever. But when I'm alone with my family, like,
yeah, no. There's a time and a place. And that's like, when I met him, it was one of those autograph signings at London Comic Con, just London, Ontario Comic Con. And, you know, and it was really reasonable. You know, I mean, like $60. And you go up there and you give him a little fist bump and hey, Rob, how you doing? And I'm, hey, great pleasure. Welcome home. He's Canadian, right? So, and great pleasure to meet you. Very nice, very cordial, but they were very strict on, like, my family or my wife couldn't be standing off to the side taking a picture of me getting an autograph. It was like, no pictures. If you want a photo, you pay for a photo op.
Oh, yes.
Because that's how they make their money. And the guy is 86 years old, and he's obviously putting in a little bank away for – I'm sure he's not saving for himself. He's setting up his family. You know what I mean? So he was very nice. He was very cordial. You know what I mean? It was weird to see. You know what I mean? He's fucking William Shatner, for Christ's sake. Like, it's I've seen hundreds of celebrities all around or hanging out or even got a chance to talk to a bunch, and it's, you know, when you, but to see when he's kind of like one of those next level, like, holy fuck, you're Captain Kirk, like.
Yeah. He put out a great tweet this weekend, and I'm going to try to get this right. So before Luke was called Luke Skywalker, he was called Luke Skykiller, and before that he was Anakin Skykiller.
Yes.
Right? So somebody had said something to that effect, saying what was it like, blah, 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 and it made some fact, whatever, that was wrong. And then Shatner came out and went, like, to put him, they put him in his place and said, oh, and by the way, Luke, well, before he was known as Luke Skykiller, and then before that, Anakin Skykiller.
Right.
So he's like, now you have to live with the fact that the Star Trek captain knows more about Star Wars than you do.
Yes. Nice.
And I was just like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so he was cool. I got to meet William Shatner, which is always cool. Like, you were saying about that fam, that guy that was bugging him when he's eating, like, that's just offside, man. Like, fuck off. Like,
but there was 99% of the people were on his side, saying, Shatner's side, saying like, it's rude, don't bother the guy. But, you know, especially for Canadians, we won't do that. If we see somebody eating and he's famous, we won't go bother them.
Oh no.
It's a little different in the U.S. depending where you are. There, even for producers, like as an actor, if I see a producer or somebody, I won't run up to him while he's eating, going like, here's my headshot, you gotta hire me. But that is a very American thing to do, and it's something I was taught by a lot of American producers and a lot of American directors who said, yeah, he says, on the American side, no matter where we are, we could be taking a piss at a urinal and somebody's trying to cram their headshot down your pants, going like, yeah, you can read this later.
Yeah, like, I guess,
like, you won't find that in Canada. We're just too polite. We're not like that.
Well, no, and we're not saying Americans are rude. We're saying it's
it's just a more aggressive way to try to, like, exactly. You're trying to get yourself out there, right?
Yeah, and
it's that type of personal space and privacy, and it's kind of like, oh, but that's the guy who will make my career. So, you know, that's what he does for a living. He's fine.
Yeah.
So it's just two different ways. It's not one's bad or it's just just that's how our two countries
exactly. And I can see we're a very socialist country, and in the States of capitalists, like, you got to have that go get 'em attitude. Like, and if they're like, holy shit, Steven Spielberg's taking a piss right beside me. You know what I mean? Like, that I will never have another opportunity. And you're an actor or producer or whatever. And like, fuck, take it. Like,
see, the comedian in me would want to, like, first the actor in me would want to be like, oh, you know, you got to hire me. But the comedian in me would want to peek over and just take a good, just have a quick look and go, so that's where E.T. came from.
Yeah. Well, he's circumcised. He's Jewish. Like, there's, he's Jewish. I don't think there'd be any surprises. No, I have never seen it, but I hate to assume, but, you know.
A little brown wrinkly thing that expands. Oh, look.
Yeah. So, what else? I'm going to bring them up on the, next week. I got to gather all the people I've met over the weekend. Like I said, we're kind of, I mean, I don't have my files quite ready for all that London Comic Con stuff, but yeah, it was pretty cool. It was nice to, I mean, I think it was the last con of the year for me. Like, I looked at my calendar. I've been to 6 of them this year. Like, holy
shit. I was going to say, you've been to quite a few of them, man. That's pretty, yeah. Pretty cool.
So, it's almost a relief that con season is over, and it's, they're fun. Hey, I know I use the excuse, well, I go to promote the show. No, I go to look at shit. Like, and yes, I promote the show.
So does that get like kicked off by Comic-Con in like July, or is that a one-off?
No, they call it, like, I went to the London Comic-Con. You remember a few weeks ago, I went to the Hamilton Comic-Con. I went to Fan Expo.
I understand. I'm just wondering, how does the San Diego Comic-Con fit in like con season? Like,
oh, that's in July. That's the queen mother of all cons.
Yeah, that's like an outlier though, right? Like that doesn't fall into the same, like, does the con season start in September?
No. Usually it's March, I guess. There's a few of them that start up. You mean like it's like a summer thing?
Oh, so it's like 6 months of cons. It's like NASCAR. Season lasts like almost all year.
Yeah, but I make more right turns in cons, so than NASCAR. That's true. But no, it's like we call it con season because we know like there's a whole, like, there's a few of them on the calendar. Like, we know locally, I went to the Niagara Falls Comic Con. That's in June. San Diego's in July. There's a few of them. You know where your local ones are and the big ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, for us, the big one is Fan Expo.
Yep.
And, of course, I'm just waiting for Con-Con.
Con-Con.
Yeah, it's going to be just Wrath of Shaka.
A Shaka Khan? You know? Are you waiting for Shaka Khan? Yeah, well, I know the there is a Wrath of Khan. Khan. Uh-huh. I know there's one of those.
I want to go to the McConaCon. McConaCon.
McConaCon. I like that. Shaka Khan. Khan. All right. Yeah, so other than that, what else I got going on?
It's like Shaka when the walls fell. No, Shaka Khan. No, that's on the left side, not the... The other one's on the right side.
All right. So, I think that's about anything with you going on other than the football winning?
No, just getting stuff ready. I mean, Halloween season's coming up, and I'm getting into making the Christmas stuff. My brother makes the French-Canadian meat pies, you know, with tortiere. Mm-hmm. for the holidays. I'm starting to get – my mother used to make like a million desserts.
Right.
And there's a couple of them that were very difficult to make, but very pretty amazing. And then I'm going to
try to attempt this year. And very delicious, I'm assuming?
Very delicious.
I've met some of your brothers.
That I'm going to attempt to make, and I'll be giving away probably 99% of them because it's best that I don't keep them.
Yes.
You know, but so I'm starting to do it in planning stages of getting stuff ready for Christmas. I know Halloween's not here yet, but I mean, I got no kids and all that, so.
Yeah. No, and you got to get ready. Hey, everybody gets ready. Like, and I, while we're on that topic, we should mention our holiday cards for this season arrived the other day.
Yeah, that's why I was bringing it up.
Yeah, you saw them. And hey, if anybody wants a holiday card from the Roman Podcast, and we're going to have a little signing session here, and just personal message Roman or I or the show or DM us on Twitter, and we'll make sure we get a card out to you.
Yeah, and we're not talking about just people in like from the other podcasts. I'm talking about anybody. Our listeners all over the world. I'm like, so if you're listening to us, you know, randomly, you know, if you're Slovakia, yes. Italy, Germany, France, our friends in England, all our listeners in the UK, you know, whoever wants one, send us an email with your address. We will send you out a card.
Yeah, absolutely.
right? And also our friends, of course, in the U.S. and
of course, Japan and we're China. And of course, all our podcast friends too. We'll glad.
Yeah, of course. It. Anybody else listening? If you guys want a card, and so because we had fun with it last year, we sent it out to a bunch of people. They put it on their. Some people have a card string. Some people put it in their trees.
Yep.
Yeah, put it in the socks.
Yeah, you know, and it's great to see because we've had a few exchanges with some of our listeners, and it's nice to. Especially you look at Twitter, it's like, oh, hey, our card arrived in England or it arrived in Calgary. Like it's awesome. So,
yeah, that's right. And in Christmas actually varies quite a bit in different places.
Right.
You know, so like in some places in Europe, Pete will be holding up our card. Schwarte Pete's. You know, yeah, he'll be holding up our card, and other in Japan, it's a mechanical robot, I think, and that's a different one.
Yes,
and then but like it's fun to see that stuff, to see how people are, and even our Orthodox friends. You know, I think it's like January 5th or whatever.
Oh, hey,
you know,
and I made this clear before. I've said this week in, week out. I'm a practicing atheist, but I like we say it's a holiday card. It's a seasonal.
Oh, that's
card.
True. That's true.
I mean,
that's
so
true.
Yeah,
so,
please.
So now we're talking. We're talking all our Jewish friends, all our Muslim friends, all our Kwanzaa celebrating friends. You know,
Hanukkah.
You name it. What's the other one?
Hanukkah.
Festivus. There you go. Festivus.
Yes. Anyway.
Or non-denominational. I need a card so people stop harassing me to celebrate.
And you know. We should make sure everybody knows that we will not be sending any tasty or tasteful nudes in that said card.
I mean, if you requested one, but no.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm not holding the camera while you pose, so I don't know.
Anyone that I send with a tasteful nude of myself inside, as soon as you open the card, it automatically has that little microphone that screams.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you know what? We should get at it. You got a couple of headlines for us for this week?
Yeah, man. I got so many. Let's start off with my favorite, of course. The Szechuan sauce.
Oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. Szechuan sauce.
Yes.
Let me hear it.
It's funny. This is. I think we've talked about this more than there's one other subject that I've done. I know we talked about one other thing more than this.
Sex.
And I can't remember. You know, it was a specific story that we kept going back to. I think this one has stopped it. Okay. So you know that McDonald's was putting out. That Rick and Morty's Szechuan sauce,
yeah.
Limited release. So they did this on a day. So woman trades packet of McDonald's Szechuan sauce for new car.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. So McDonald's managed to piss off a boatload of fans of Rick and Morty by not having enough sauce. So
right.
This was, I think it was, I don't remember, what it was either the first week of October or whatever. Yep. It was. So it was like some stores had 10 packs. Others had 20. Some of them had none. And the people came and drove. People drove from Canada.
Yeah. And also, right? Too, if we know, like, basically they had a limited run on these sauces. And we talked about this last episode. So if you need any more little finer details, just go ahead and listen to the back catalog. We cover this story. We got
it.
So what happened with this? So this woman has this rare package of Szechuan sauce now, right?
Yeah, so she's got one of the few. So, like, you know, you're talking like, you know, like a 20 at one store, 10 at another. So she she has one of the sauces. So she and her friend were lucky enough to get them. So she decided, you know what, instead of putting up on eBay, which you did find on eBay.
Yep.
So these are the ones with the characters on it.
Yep.
That's the new ones. It's not one of the originals. And, you know, they're selling for crazy prices. Well, she decided that, hey, this 2000 Golf MK4 is worth about $400.
Nice.
Right, and that's what people are selling the sauces for. So she turned around, and
she got a used card.
It was an even trade,
right,
for a pack of sauce, which was funny because her friend who had the other pack of sauce
ate it.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like one of those things where he was halfway through with the nuggets down his face. You know, where she went, oh, hey, I sold mine for a car. And he was like, oh, these are so good. Oh, my God, what?
Yeah.
She's like, you know people are selling these for a lot of money, right? Meanwhile, he's got, like, Szechuan dripping down his mouth.
Oh, no.
Really? Yeah, so this mook decides that he's going to chow down on it, and she's smart enough to go, hey, I can leverage this into something I need. And she got herself a new car.
Yeah.
Well, not new as in new, but new as in new to her.
Right. And also, too, it's a lot of things. You see this going back to those conventions I go to. A lot of times, like, if you know, you've heard of Funko Pops, they're the little things with the black beady eyes. They're like little statues slash, and people collect them. But what the companies are doing, they're having like exclusive releases, so you could only get these certain this certain Funko Pop at San Diego Comic-Con, or there was a 40th anniversary and edition of Star Wars vintage Star Wars figures, but you can only get the X-Wing Luke at Star Wars Celebration. And what happens is a lot of people go there, they hoard them, and then they sell them on eBay. But because there's a lot of completionists out there that say, oh, I need that Funko Pop to complete my collection, or I need that X-Wing Luke. The thing is with this, though, like, yes, people are hoarding them and selling them on eBay, but it's literally fucking sauce. You're not collecting. You mean it's you not can, like you need that. You're not like you're sitting at home and you're looking in your glass case. And it's like, well, I got barbecue sauce. I got honey mustard. Oh, if I only had that Szechuan sauce, I need it. I need it to complete my collection. Like
Szechuan sauce. Look, they sell this stuff at every grocery store all over this country and all over the U.S. and all over Asia. I'm guessing. You know, like it's not that hard to come by. You know, and it's just because it's not the McDonald's branded one. And if you're really curious, if you got a pack of that sauce, you're like, well, should I taste it or should I sell it? Well, look, go on YouTube, look up Dame Drops, a YouTuber who does food tasting. He's got one where he tastes it, right? And you can sell yours. You don't have to taste it.
Yeah.
You know, go to a grocery store and get your very own Szechuan sauce.
And aren't they coming out with a new run later?
Yeah, they are. They're coming out with a lot more. Like it's
a wider release.
It's just because it's the now, right? And like I said, some guys came from Canada and they're all disappointed. Like, oh, they didn't have any left. They were sold out by 9 o'clock. Blah blah blah. It's like, oh my
but we
God,
had
come on.
McDonald's poutine first. So you know, and like,
why is this your life? Why are you running after Szechuan sauce?
Yes. God damn it. Well, yeah. Hey, good for her. Bad for. I
thought it was hilarious because she was like, I got a new car. Meanwhile, Buddy's sitting there chomping down nuggets on his face with sauce dripping down his cheek going,
hey, who knows? Maybe it's that delicious.
He had no idea he could sell it, though. Like, he was legitimately stunned that he could have sold it for $300. But she's like, you know you're eating like $300-$400, right?
Yeah, that's like you might as well eat like that little tub of cocaine if you're it would be cheaper.
You could trade it for cocaine. I bet you there's a dealer out there who'd be like, oh, yo, man, you got some of that Szechuan sauce?
Oh, you'd be shocked and amazed what you could trade for cocaine.
I have a little snowy mountain for some Szechuan sauce.
Snowy mountain. All right. You got another story for us, kicking around?
I do. Yes. What's our favorite place, man?
Florida.
In Florida it is.
Yes.
Florida man falls short in bid to jump Corolla over canal.
Go on.
Yes. Oh, very much a Dukes of Hazzard type situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Authorities say a man tried to jump his car over a canal in Florida, but didn't quite make it. They report the car had to be towed from the Lay Acres Canal on Tuesday after it failed to clear the 20 feet, 6 meter jump between the two sides. Before the jump, witnesses were quoted as telling a television station that the man drove to the edge of the canal, got out of his car, observed the distance, and got back in his car and decided, I could do this. They're not sure why he attempted the jump. Nothing could have, you know, he could have driven a few blocks around to get around it.
Yeah.
So they weren't sure if he did it just as a stunt, right? Or if he just, because he didn't record it. It's not like it's on video. Like, he literally was like, I could do this. I don't want to go around.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. So, this is something I'm sure you get charged for too, right?
No charges related in this one. I think they just chalked it up as you be stupid.
Yeah, you're
stupid. I mean, you obviously had to pay for the tow.
Yeah, and take a breathalyzer, I'm sure, to prove you weren't hammered.
Just fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. That's how much. I've been impatient at times, but never.
All right, next story. And if you're going to jump a canal, use a proper ramp. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
Use it, and not a Corolla.
Not a Corolla.
At least use a Tacoma.
Okay, so do you remember back in the 90s during the first Gulf War, they had those playing cards with all the bad guys on it?
No. I remember the Gulf War, like we were 18.
Well, yeah, the first Gulf War, they had these pack of cards. They had 52 of the worst Iraqi soldiers and government leaders that they were hunting down.
Right. Okay.
All right. So, and these cards were very popular, and they were given out to all the soldiers because there was an easy way to track the people, right? The, right. That they were looking for. So, Oklahoma selling decks of cold case playing cards to inmates in hopes of receiving tips.
Oh.
So they've decided that they were going to put all the cold case information on each playing card. So there's 52 cases.
Right.
And they're selling the packs to everybody. What is it? It's $1.42 a pack.
Right.
And they're selling, there's about 27,000 inmates. So Oklahoma is basically handing these out. Now, this is 52 cases of, you know, just for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And so they're passing them out to the prisoners, and they're basically selling to the prisoners, and they're saying they're also double. They also double as actual playing cards, so the prisoners can.
So use they're
cards
hoping they're going to be playing poker one night. But hey, I know this motherfucker.
Yeah, and that's basically it. I think they replaced all the decks they could buy with these ones here.
Right.
And so I think they say, like, if you they're hoping to get tips, but also, you know, if you're an inmate and you know something and you want to shave a year or two off your time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, like it's fuck. Hey, might as well try. Like.
You know, they say snitches get out of prison faster.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's exactly how that goes. I think there's something to do with stitches and something. We're like, yeah, hey, whatever gets them motivated to, like, and it's like having wanted signs at the post office. Like, I've never actually seen a wanted sign at my local Canada post office, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure I would look at one if I saw one. I mean,
yeah, they don't do that in our country because it would be too upsetting.
It'd be upsetting. I don't want to be upset with a licking stamps. Whenever I'm looking, I want to be happy.
You're already charging me how much? I don't want to see convicts in here.
Yeah. I want a nudie picture of...
But I mean, like, what about us? I mean, what could we make out of a deck of cards if we wanted to hunt people down? Or not hunt, but just kind of, like, find people?
Well, even better, how about we self-promote and we get a lot of podcast friends together and
I think that would be fun. But yes. I think also a deck of cards for, like, Canadian stars.
Right.
Right? Because for those who don't know, a Canadian actor who's a famous actor who hasn't gone to the U.S.,
right,
who stayed in Canada, you know them from Degrassi, and you know them from all these different Canadian shows or American shows that are filmed here.
Right.
But you're like, when you meet them in person, they're not famous because we don't have a star system. You know, we're trying to build one.
Yep.
So it's like being Canadian famous is – this is what Canadian famous is. Hey, I know you. And then you kind of go, do you? And they're like, yeah, didn't I go to high school with you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Aren't you my kid's teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Canadian famous.
No, I'm on, I had a big part on Murdoch Mysteries. That's why.
Yeah, I'm on Heartland. Never seen it.
Yeah, Baywatch. I did. What's that? Danger Bay?
Danger. I was on the Beachcombers for 3 episodes.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember.
And those across the pond, I know our Irish friends will appreciate the Littlest Hobo because that was huge over there.
Right.
So I was on Littlest Hobo. I was the Littlest Hobo's stunt double.
Oh, boy. Oh, and also, too, I failed to mention this at the top of the show. Speaking of Canadian television shows, Trailer Park Boys.
Yes.
We lost Dunsworth.
John Dunsworth.
John Dunsworth, right. Yeah, that's his...
See, Canadian famous.
Yeah, Mr. Leahy. Yeah, Canadian famous. Well, I'm sure with Netflix now, he's famous.
Oh, no, yeah. Trailer Park Boys is pretty much permeated all over the world. Yes. Like, it's a big thing. So, yes, the man who played...
Mr. Leahy,
the trailer park supervisor.
Yep. John Dunsworth,
The alcoholic John Dunsworth passed away at the age of 71.
Yep. Yeah, so we would, that's been all over the news, and I just can't believe I didn't mention it at the top of the show. But yeah, it was, you know, he was older, but not nowadays. That's not that old.
That's true.
You know, so, but yeah, it was sad news, and of course, everywhere in Canada, every Tim Hortons has their donuts at half mass, and... You know, it's just our way of, you know, saying goodbye.
Yeah, we'll have a drink for Mr. Leahy.
Yes.
All of them. We'll have all the drinks.
It was a liquor, yeah.
and then no matter who we're speaking to, we have to refer to them as Randy.
Yeah. Randy.
Randy, is my breakfast ready? The name is Mom. Thank you very much.
All right, sorry. I didn't mean to bum everybody out, but it was just like we're talking Canadian television.
Way to torpedo everything, Rob.
Yeah, well, my apologies. So you got one more story? Maybe a sexy story?
Okay, sure, if you want a sexy story. This one's from a few weeks ago, but I decided to hang on to it, and I think now would be the perfect time. All right. Naked home invader tries to shower with woman, then cleans dishes, cop says.
Wow, fuck. I get it.
There's a lot in that story.
That is that. There's a lot to unpack there. I realize this, but let me just, if I can interject here, if I was to home invade for whatever reason, I think passing a vacuum or doing the dishes is great just in case you get caught later. Like, you can literally plead insanity. Like, who breaks into someone's house and does the dishes? Now, showering with the occupants, that's a little offside. Like, so can you continue? Can you elaborate more on what happened? Or
yeah, they basically said so. Of course, this is where this is going to happen. This was a New Jersey residence, right? Okay. But the occupant, the guy, not the occupant, but the intruder was from Jamaica, Queens.
Okay,
right. He was charged with burglary and lewdness. So her sisters were sorry. There was a 16-year-old.
Okay. Right?
Her 21-year-old sister and her sister's baby were at home.
Okay.
And while one of them was in the shower, so either one, it doesn't matter. It's still fucking wrong. He decided, hey, somebody's in the shower. I could use a shower. And he got undressed, and he tried to get in the shower with her naked. Right?
I'm feeling a little dirty myself. So, okay. So gets in the shower, tries to,
yeah. So she panics, of course. She freaks out. She runs out of the shower, grabs a towel, gets on the phone with police. Meanwhile, he decides, well, I guess the shower's not working out for me. So he goes downstairs and decides to start doing the dishes.
In the nude.
I think so, yeah. Either way, it's no bueno, man.
Yeah, well, he's thinking, well, okay, I understand. I'm a little forward. Hey. Let me do your dishes, and we'll talk about the showering.
Well, she ran out of the washroom, called the police, but also locked the doors with her sister. Said there's a guy in the house.
Yep.
Right, and then they found him in the kitchen,
washing dishes?
Doing the dishes, and they took him into custody. They said that nobody was hurt, but he basically was like, "Huh, shower? That seems fun. Oh my God, get out of here!" It's like, wow, jeez.
Oh, look, right, dirty dishes. This is intolerable. This is just fucking intolerable. I can't have this.
You people are dirty.
You are dirty, disgusting. Dirty. He's got his balls rubbing against the sink.
He's probably cleaning the plates with his balls. Who knows?
Wow, that's horrible.
Yeah, we're going to have to burn all these dishes.
Yes, I'm just going to burn my house now.
We just use kerosene, set it all on fire. Thank you.
Well, hey, you mean it's advice? Don't fucking hop in the showers naked, uninvited.
Uninvited. Yeah, don't break into people's houses.
Yeah, and don't fucking do their dishes. Like, okay, we'll things, do their dishes, but
like of all things, I think it was a 16-year-old in the shower. Like, it's just like how fucking off do you have to be to one, break into somebody's house, two, to shower there. But also three, be like, oh, you know, their young daughter's in the shower. Now it's a great time to get in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's assault. Like, fuck off. Like, you know what I mean, like,
and she's running out screaming. He's like, where are you going? We can share.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Not bright enough to realize, dude, no.
No. Yeah, he's probably looking for sexy time. Yeah, I, as a father of two daughters, I can honestly say if I found somebody trying to break in my house doing that, I'd be like, oh. So you like sexy time, eh, buddy? Well, fuck, you're in luck. Drag him to the garage and fast forward 10 minutes, I'm having a cigarette going, so, was that everything you wanted it to be?
This is what I call my sex robot. Yes. That's just a wrench. Yes, I know.
I know. Let's put on some music. It's Wang Chung.
It's a pipe wrench, and... I'm a plumber, so let me show you my trade. Yes. Let me apply my trade.
Oh, wow, yuck. Okay, so we got time for one quick one if you got one.
Yeah, I've got a couple quick ones. I mean, like, some of this stuff is just ridiculous. Woman pours urine on bus driver in Washington after being told to have a nice day.
Oh, well, of course. That son of a bitch.
Police in Washington are looking for a woman. They say urinated in a cup – on a bus,
right,
before pouring it on the driver. I mean, what do you think you could have said to not trigger her?
Yeah, nothing, I guess. Like that, he was wearing it whether he liked it or not. He should have.
Well, I think there might have been a couple keywords that might have shut her down. If she was like, she was about to leave and he went, "Fuck off." And she would have been like, oh my God.
Well, maybe. I just think he was wearing like I think it would just be the shock, be like someone dumps something on you, like, what the fuck? And then it would, and instantly you'd be like, oh no, that's urine. Oh no, that's stranger urine. Oh.
So they have a video of the woman. They have a video of her throwing the cup at the driver,
right?
And exiting a stop and running away. They believe she relieved herself in the back of the bus near other passengers.
Oh,
doesn't mean you hear horror stories about, you know, getting a don't take the metro.
Yeah.
Our city.
Yeah.
You know, this is the type of place that happens is Washington.
Well, yeah, and even. May I tip my cap to her? Like, I know, like, for dudes, it's a little easier to piss in a cup, but for a woman to piss in a cup, that's fucking well done, ma'am. Like, you know, hey, like, I have to acknowledge, you know, greatness when you see it, but the dumping on people's head.
And the driver was a woman, right?
Yeah.
So the passenger said, she said, okay, have a nice day. And she responded with, are you talking to me? And the driver said, yes. And that's where she reached around and grabbed her plastic thing and just threw it all over. So the driver was sent to hospital for decontamination.
Of course,
she was not injured, but yeah. So I guess, like, they pretty much will have to put the drivers like in a box now, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah, like a subway. Like when you're on the subway, like they're in a little room, you can't get at them.
Or like retaliative like buttons, right?
Yes.
So like if you throw urine on them, like they already have hoses set up. Yeah. Where they can spray urine back at you.
Yeah.
If you try to shoot them, they got another button that shoots you.
Oh, you want to get in a piss fight, do you? Oh, you.
Yeah, don't let me hit button number three. You don't want to know what's in button number three.
A little poop emoji on it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Is this pudding? This is not pudding.
This is not pudding. No, it was.
It's putting you off.
It was. It's pudding.
Now it's the devil's pudding.
Now it's the devil's pudding. Wow. On that note, I think we should wrap it up. I just want to apologize if we have any audio issues this week. Hang in there. We will be much better next week, we promise. It's just these things happen. But we didn't want to be episode-less for episode 82.
That's true.
We do that, can you tell the good people where they can find us on the Twitters?
On the Twitters, they can find us at Roman Poddingcast, and that's also on Instagram.
Yeah, and yourself?
I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter as at Roman Citizens.
And I am at Robert MM Cass on Twitter and the Cass 1973 on the Instagrams. And also don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you want to send to Roman, send them romanpodcast@gmail.com and care of Roman. He'll happily peruse your tasty nudes. And if you have any tasteful nudes, I'm a happily married man, got a baby in the house, send them care of me. I'm sure Roman will look at them too. But, well, you know, we'll enjoy your tasteful nudes. Same email address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget our website, www.romanpodcast.com. You can see the networks are on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bell Network, and don't forget our little Amazon widget there. If you're shopping on Amazon, click that button, one extra click for you, and we get a little kiss from Amazon saying, hey, thanks for sending your listeners to Amazon. And also, don't forget, we got the Roman Podcast, RAS, Roman and Rob, ask anything. And that's a little red button on our website. You'll see it. Click on there. You can ask us absolutely everything, anything, everything or anything.
Yeah, anything, and it's a big red button.
It's a big red button. Just click on that, and we'll discreetly answer your question. And also, don't forget our review reach round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go on Apple Podcasts, which is formerly iTunes, and leave us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach round. Also, you can do the same on Google Play, Stitcher, or anywhere podcatcher you're listening to this show.
That's right. So make sure you give us a five-star Szechuan reach around.
Szechuan reach around. Outstanding. So, wow. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy. And
this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grawlix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesday pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrawlixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrawlixPodcast.com. It's GrawlixPodcast.com.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.